Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the April series of the Espresso podcast with your host, Charlotte Ellis-Mulderry. That's me. Today, we're diving into a critical challenge for many agencies, distinguishing yourself as an agency in a crowded market. In other words, finding your agency's most brilliant, unique differentiator. While agencies excel at branding their clients, they often struggle with defining their own unique identity. And this series aims to address that challenge, providing you with strategies to attract your ideal clients without relying solely on referrals. You're listening to Espresso, a podcast series from Caffeine that delves into how we grow our creative agencies. I'm Charlotte Ellis-Mulderry, a business and marketing consultant with over 18 years of experience with leading London agencies. Before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Do you have a system for generating consistent leads? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, and you should. So I want to talk to you about how you're managing it. I've found that setting up your agency with tools for automation can accelerate leads to your business and save you time. That's how I help my clients. You can find out how I can help your agency drive new business and save time by going to caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. I'll have more information in the show notes. Okay, now for today's episode. Many agencies face the dilemma of wanting to attract new projects without limiting their appeal through excessive niching. However, a lack of specificity can make you invisible to potential clients who haven't been referred to you, i.e. they don't know exactly why you can help them and what you can help them with because one of their peers has told them to go to you directly. So with over 80% of people researching before making investment decisions, a generic online presence may lead them to choose a competitor who stands out. While many agency owners are looking for more reliable methods of lead generation than just waiting for the phone to ring. At Caffeine, we focus on enhancing your visibility and establishing a memorable connection with your potential clients. And that's a really important part of this process is understanding who you are and who you help. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So number one, who you are as an agency. And number two, ideal client identification. This might sound backward to some, but there's a reason I recommend identifying who you are as an agency before getting too specific on who your ideal clients are. Even if you've done this work before, it's worth revisiting and continuously refining. It's that kind of work that's never quite done, a bit like an agency website. So who you are is how you present yourself on your website, LinkedIn, and in interactions with potential clients. This is something that most agency owners know because you do this for your clients. You are very precise on brand identity, yet still the key missing factor I see most agencies struggling with when it comes to themselves is accurately communicating who they are and how that connects to what your ideal client wants the most. For potential new clients who haven't heard your name before, who have not been referred by a peer that they trust, they can't quickly discern what you're about. The goal is to be so explicit about your identity that potential clients can easily decide if you're the right fit for them. And there are clues to who your most ideal clients are in your agency story. At the end of the day, compatibility matters. When you start by creating an even more precise description of who you are as an agency, then you can more specifically define the most ideal clients who are the most compatible with you. Compatibility means a stronger likelihood for them to invest at higher levels. If you start worrying about who your ideal clients are, then there's a risk of molding your agency around that client and trying to fit to what they need, even if it's not very aligned with you. Really, I think a really vital quote that I've carried through my career from one of my early mentors was, you're either earning or you're learning. And I think this really summarizes it. If you are working on the kind of project that isn't truly an ideal fit for you, i.e. you've not had that experience before, then likely you're going to spend more time exploring it, thinking about it, researching it before you actually do the doing. And that means that project's going to be less profitable for you. There's no other way to make bones about it. We are selling our time here. So if it takes you more time, it's going to be less profitable. And when you stay within your area of expertise and the things that you can confidently do, the kind of work you can do in your sleep almost, then you're earning. So you really need to think about what is important to your stage of business right now and why you're in business in the first place. And I suspect that's to earn alongside other things, but mainly to earn. So it's crucial to understand your own identity first. In my 3-month consulting program, my conversion copywriter and I work with you to get a really detailed, more specific definition of who you are and how that connects to the most ideal niche clients for you. That gives your lead generation efforts a targeted focus. And it also means we can then help you streamline the process from there. So you're getting in front of these really specific leads on a consistent basis with a lot less effort on your part. So questions to explore for you. What is your agency's origin story? How did you get into the industry? And what motivated you most to be there? Another question to think about is, what are your agency's unique attributes? Reflect on what sets your agency apart. If you were to create a dating profile for your agency, then what would it say to stand out? And what do you see as your main zone of genius? Just a quick outtake at this point. I had a call just this morning with a prospective new client of Caffeine's, and this is a really interesting business. They are, without saying too much to give who is away, they are a innovation design consultancy. So they design innovation on behalf of their clients, and they have a successful spin-off from that company that is a direct-to-consumer, direct-to-business offer in its own right. And they're dividing down the two aspects, the consultancy and the this actual product that they've been developing. And they've come to me to work on the consultancy, and they've got this incredible backstory of the most diverse kind of clients, like from automotive all the way through to fancy dress. Like it's really broad. And the really interesting thing about it is, to me, the spin-off company, the focus that they are working on there, that is what is most attractive to people. It's very of the moment. They have a lot of knowledge around it. They've got a lot of resources around it that we can use to attract new people in. And they feel like that audience serves one, the product itself is one audience, and the consultancy needs to serve a completely different kind of audience. My argument back is that, why look a gift horse in its mouth? Like, why, if you were thinking about the dating profile for that company, the thing that stands out about that company right now, the thing is that so hot right now is the experience they have that has led them to create this product. The experience that they have that they can then use with other clients through the consultancy to work on non-competing projects, but work with their own actual product, but bring that expertise profitably and quickly to other projects that will be generating them revenue. So for me, that is their main zone of genius. That's what they should be focusing on. Then the third question is, what is your agency personality? So if your agency was a person, how would they interact, live, and be perceived? Imagining your agency's character helps in expressing its unique personality, appealing to the right kind of clients. So identifying the ideal client, think about how you described your agency. What types of clients would be the most compatible? Who is swiping right? What makes them compatible? On the other side of that, what is not compatible and why, or not the most compatible? identify where you are not going to focus your efforts and things to consider, criteria that you might want to think about. Industry and position within the company, specific needs and problems that the client faces, projects that are a good fit for both the client and the agency. When we work with our own clients, we do something called perfect prospect exercise, where we get way more in depth in these three questions that really, really helps us to identify exactly who they should be working with. And not just like a customer avatar that everyone's chuffed with at the time and then sits on the server and nothing happens with it. It's a profile that we then use to build a list of people that you will be reaching out to almost immediately if all the other ducks are in a row and you're ready to get started. It's not something, it's a living, breathing thing. It's not theory, it's practicality. And if you've met me, you know that practicality is my focus, often to a fault. But that is something we immediately put into action. And that's why it's so important for you to understand who you are before you start reaching out to people, because otherwise you're going to be bringing in the wrong kind of conversations, the wrong kind of projects for your business. It may be that you think, oh, we need to work in X industry because that's really hot right now. They've got a lot of money. They're getting a lot of funding. It's an area that investors are spending a lot of money on. Actually, it doesn't fit with you at all. And working with that kind of industry may end up being at a loss if you win a project in that area. So it's super important to understand who you are before you start thinking about who you're going to be targeting. I think another point to add in here is that often when I encourage clients, when we talk about being really specific about who we're going to target and who we're for, clients have a habit of thinking that they're going to have to paste that all over the front page of the website and not work with any other companies. I'm talking about that through the lens of who we're reaching out to on a one-to-one basis. I'm not talking about saying to everybody that you only exist for automotive or you only exist for FMCG brand and pack design from this point forward. It might be you don't feel that you can be that specific, or that might feel quite general to you. You might decide that you only want to work with cereal brands, and that's fine for a quarter, but I would never recommend focusing down on that for the rest of your company's existence. And that is what we're talking about here. We're talking about being specific about a particular campaign and knowing that that campaign fits, the goals of that campaign fit with what you actually want to be working on, that you have the credentials and the experience to be validly targeting that audience, and that we can summon up enough of an audience to make it a worthwhile campaign to be running. So that's what we're thinking about. We're not thinking about saying to the world that your business only exists for that specific service or that specific industry from henceforth. So conclusions and next steps. By understanding who you are as an agency and who you are best suited to help, you lay the foundation for targeted, effective lead generation. Future episodes will dive deeper into identifying the specific problems you solve, how to position yourself, and further details on attracting your ideal clients. So here's a quick question before you go. Do you want to move new business from the bottom of the to-do list to the done list? I know most design agency founders wear multiple hats and juggle a billion different tasks. You know you want to confidently market your services and get new business, but you don't want to do it at the cost of burning your yearly budget or feeling sleazy while you sell those services. So how do you ensure you not only find perfect prospects and close them confidently without spending every second on marketing or pouring money down the drain? Most importantly, can you get it done without morphing into some kind of pushy salesperson? And that's what we help with at Caffeine. You can book a strategy call with us at caffeine.club. That's caffeen.club. And then hit the book a call link, or just head to the show notes and you'll see a link there. And if you like this episode, please share, review, or like it, or all three. It helps me to produce more free content for this podcast, and I really appreciate it. Until the next episode, wishing you a busy new business pipeline. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.